Throughout this election season, we're broadcasting excerpts from the presidential candidates' speeches. Last week, we heard President Bush, and today we'll hear from Senator Kerry. He spoke Saturday in Orlando, Florida, about domestic issues and the American dream.
Today, for too many families, the dream is harder to reach because of specific decisions made by this administration. Jobs are shipped overseas, and the ones that replace them don't pay as much as the ones that go overseas. Two incomes barely cover the basics. Healthcare is up 50%. College tuition is up 35%. Gas is up 30%. Personal bankruptcies are an all-time high. And the typical American family is making $1,500 less each year while the cost and basic needs continue to soar. These aren't just statistics. These are the stories of real people that John Edwards and I and Teresa and Elizabeth have met all across this country. People who come up to us in a living room or in a small restaurant or in a VFW hall or somewhere with tears in their eyes saying, John, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm paying for my grandma. I'm paying for my mom and pop. I'm trying to make ends meet. I got a couple of kids. I want them to go to college. We've met the single mothers who lie awake at night worrying whether their child's medicine is going to cost more than that single mother makes in one whole month. Moms and dads who save and save, and they still come up short. And then they get a bill for a tuition or a child care that's higher than they thought they were going to get, and it takes away what they were reaching for. Then there's the factory worker. Boy, I've met them, believe me. Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all over the country, whose jobs were sent overseas right out from underneath them, and they've had to take two jobs in order to earn the same amount of money they were making before. Every town I visit, I meet another mother who worries about what kind of America her child is going to grow up in. Is she going to be able to afford health care at all? Will she be able to put some money away for college? Will she at least be able to give to her child the same chances that she had herself? All of these families, all of these Americans, all of our neighbors, our fellow citizens, tell me just how hard it is to get by, never mind getting ahead. And for the last 2 years, I've traveled all over this country. I've listened to these stories. I've been moved by them, by the people who are struggling to make ends meet. And I've also shared their frustration that this administration seems to be in a constant state of denial that neglects the needs of these Americans.
Senator John Kerry speaking this past Saturday in Orlando, Florida.